Q.
I got something here. I want to see if you know what this is.
A cube.
A cube. That's right.
Yeah, I like that.
Ho, 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 and welcome from deep inside Jolly Roger's studio. This is the Q Filmcast, and whether you're with us online worldwide or perhaps nationwide on one of our affiliate stations, thanks as always for tuning in. If you don't yet know, we are the show which brings to you our review of a particular film currently streaming on Netflix Instant. We gather here each week at Jolly Roger's studio, where we go around the table to tell you what we thought, that in our top three list, which is always inspired by the movie in question.
Mm-hmm. Without question.
Without question. And let's talk about that movie right now. That is the 2003 big old kick to the groin, Bad Santa.
2003, really?
Yeah, right.
I just thought that. I had no idea.
You know, it's like almost 12 years ago.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Very crazy.
Insane.
Yeah. So, yes, Bad Santa 2003. If you've seen it, keep listening. See if you agree or disagree with our take on it. Or, you know what, even better than that, you know, you just keep listening to see if it's something you may want to queue up yourself.
Right.
If you haven't seen this film.
Right.
And a happy holidays, by the way, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho. Right,
this is our official, unofficial Christmas episode, so this makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, Christmas season.
Yeah, and let's get into some introductions here. I'm Michael, your host, as always, along with, you know this one, James Hard Sub Savage.
What's up, Maestro?
Oh, you are so naughty, and you are so nice at
the same time.
It's fantastic. Wow. I have a list.
Dude.
Yeah, I don't check it twice, though. I don't have time for that.
How was your week?
I had a good week.
Whoa. That's why we call Michael Segway, because James is awful at it.
Yeah. I set you up. I was like, bonk. There it went. Coal in your stocking, sir. But did you ask me a question?
I did.
How was my week?
How was your week?
First of all, I had a great week, Savage.
Good.
You know, not at any time was I given a wedgie.
Really?
I'm talking a deep wedgie.
The night's still young.
Yeah. That's all. The day's not over.
Right. Well,
I was never punched in the groin.
That's good.
That is a fantastic.
They're kind of the same thing.
Goes along with a wedgie.
Right. Deep wedgie.
It's the same region. It's a regional thing.
But it was a particularly successful week because at no time was I threatened with dwarf discrimination.
Ugh,
yeah.
I hate that.
And I've had those weeks where I've had a wedgie, been kicked in the groin, and then threatened with dwarf discrimination. It happens often.
And you just keep your nose clean.
Some people do.
Right.
No boogers rolling down. No. And let's keep it going, Savage. To your left, we're talking about the patron saint of quality outerwear. Matthew Saint Hoodie. Matthew Saint Nick Hoodie?
Oh,
Matthew
Saint.
Yeah, whatever. You almost had it. You almost had me, but no.
You made Savage laugh. Yeah. He's laughing like a bowl full of jelly. Did you see that?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, okay.
A bowl full of jelly does not laugh.
Well, you know, I'm trying to make
it'll
a play
shake.
On words.
It'll shake like a bowl.
It'll shimmy.
It'll shake and shimmy.
Yeah, and you know, you shake and shimmy all the time,
Max. Got that right.
I can't wait to hear Max's seasonal nickname here.
Yeah, let's come up with something here.
I'm waiting.
Max Gumbo Johnson is the
name.
How
about Gingerbread Man Johnson?
Max Gingerbread Johnson.
No, we got Ginger Dead coming up.
Max Gingerbread.
Food.
Max Fruitcake Johnson. Max Yule Log Johnson.
There you
go. Well, I don't even like that one. That's, oh.
You're Yule Log. Shut up. There you go, Max.
Screw
how are you?
You
doing?
I'm on my lunch break. That's how I'm doing.
Any dwarf discrimination this week?
No, but there were some unfair practices at work, which I'm not even going to get into.
Oh, man. There's one more of us left, and that is the producer. He sits in back of you. He's in the producing cube. The greatest producer in the history of the Q Filmcast, Adam the Bomb Rogers.
Whoa. Table smack.
You're saying that. You're Santa's little helper today. How are you?
You just spanked my table.
I'm sorry.
Whoa. That sounds so bad.
I feel like we're really we're high up on the mic today. We're festive today.
Yeah.
We're it's Christmas.
Tis the season.
It's Christmas.
You know what? It is the season to talk about this film, and it is the season to tell you what we thought of it. But
sure.
Before we do that, and we will, let's talk about how to keep up with us here at the Q Filmcast. Just do it.
Yeah.
I don't know any other way to say it.
Yeah.
If you want to do it on Facebook, you can.
Sure.
Q Filmcast. You want to do it on Twitter, iTunes, Google Plus,
yep.
YouTube. You want to write a letter?
Yeah.
We'll give out that address at the end of the show.
I'll give it out right now.
Go ahead, Max.
120 Peachtree Street, Nashville, Tennessee, 37210. You can address that to Max Johnson. I want a letter from someone.
Yeah. And we've said this many times. Put a little glitter on it. Make it smell nice. Right. Spray it with some high karate something.
High karate would be whatever. The bomb.
You would recognize that scent, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. And we'll read it on the air. If you send me a letter, it's getting read.
Verbatim. Doesn't matter what it says.
And we don't care if you're a prisoner.
Yeah. Nope. you can also go to the QFilmcast.net. Absolutely. You go there at QFilmcast.net. That is our website. Go there. Tell us what you think of this film. Or any film, actually, that we've reviewed. So that's that, guys. So let's get into this film. Bad Santa 2003, selected by Matthew St. Hoodie this week.
Yep.
And good timing. How ironic.
Yeah, and that's two
holiday picks in a row.
No, not two holiday. Billy Bob.
Thank you, Adam, for reminding me.
And John Ritter.
Right. And John Ritter. That's a two for two.
Yeah, because your last selection was a Sling Blade.
The Sling Blade, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so why did you pick this film, first of all? Why don't we get into
it? It's just the holidays. It seemed like the most offensive movie I could pick. So I went with it.
So it wasn't like you were holding off, and then ironically, here we are, our closest Christmas show we're talking about. You just said, hey, this is on Netflix.
Basically,
let's just talk about
when we started the show and we started picking the order, I did the math really quick in my head to say that in 2014, if I go fifth, then I'm going to be the Christmas guy.
Wow. Right.
And that'll be my pick. And I'm not good at math.
Right. Fantastic. All right. Well, good job on that. 2003's Bad Santa. Certainly well placed. We'll see if it was well received. I have no idea. But let's talk a bit about the film. And thank you for bringing this to the queue, Hoodie.
Oh.
Talk about who directed this thing. Terry Zwigoff?
I guess. Zwigoff. That's how I say it. Terry Zwigoff.
That's the only way I know to say it.
That's what I call kids in high school.
Zwigoff?
Zwigoff.
Yeah. He got picked on.
Nice. Another coined phrase, right?
Right.
You ever said that to a Zwigoff in a power jacket?
No, it was awkward when I called. No, never mind.
Film stars, once again, as discussed previously, Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
Tony Cox.
He's a little guy.
Yeah, of course he was, because he was in Oz and the Great and Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The new Sam Raimi film. Return of the Jedi. God.
Yeah.
He had a mask on, I'm sure.
But which Ewok?
I think he was a stormtrooper.
He's a little short for a stormtrooper.
He's credited as an Ewok.
So I think he was a stormtrooper.
Okay, he was an Ewok dressed as a stormtrooper.
What are you saying?
Wait. He was Willy in one of the Ewok movies.
Okay.
Oh, those don't count.
What are you saying? He couldn't be. Why couldn't he be a stormtrooper? What are you trying to say?
Because he's a little short for a stormtrooper. Didn't you see Star Wars?
I saw this film. It also stars Lauren Graham.
That was great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and a little in memorandum, or whatever you say, in memoriam. The late Bernie Mac and the late John Ritter.
Yeah.
I love Bernie Mac.
I love that guy.
I'm sorry. John Ritter. I'm sorry he's gone.
I am, too.
I'd rather have Bernie Mac back. What about you?
Than over John Ritter?
Oh, yeah.
This is a bad conversation.
That's a tough pick.
One more here. Brett Kelly. He played the sad little boy. Boogers.
Yeah.
He's known for Boogers. That's basically it. Yeah.
The kid.
Inspired our top three. I think we mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
Top three. Pathetic kids? Is that what it was, producer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pathetic kids in movies.
Pathetic kids in movies.
Yeah. Thurman Merman.
We could do pathetic kids in the Q film case. We could do a top five right there.
Hey.
Yeah, Thurman Merman. So we thought that would be fun.
Thurman Merman? Is that your name?
Yeah, let's talk a bit about the critics and what they think. We do this on a regular basis as well. We'll critique the critics, Max. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So let's do it.
All right.
IMDb. I'm Bad Santa. First. Okay.
I'm not doing it.
Is that your Christmas wish?
I'm not going first.
Yeah, well, you haven't been good this... You have not been good this year.
The holidays have not been kind, Hoodie.
Ouch. The time has not been kind.
I was about to say, neither have the years.
We'll do it to Hard Sub Savage.
All right.
That sound? Yeah. IMDb Savage. Yes. We're talking about this film.
Okay.
2003's
right.
Bad Santa.
Deep breath.
You bad mofo. What do you think IMDb gave this film?
68.
Dang, man. Something point something.
Oh, 6.8?
Just remember that it's percentage fresh. Percentage fresh.
Okay.
That's Rotten Tomatoes. We're talking about IMDb.
68. 6.8.
7.1.
Margin of error.
Kind of in the margin of error, yeah.
He didn't get it, but yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Didn't overbid.
Underbid.
Didn't overbid.
He hit the board, 7.1.
Not bad.
Not bad, I guess. Rotten Tomatoes. All right,
guess,
Gumbo.
What do you mean you guess? Oh, Rotten Tomatoes, critics or users?
Let's go critics on Rotten Tomatoes. What do you think?
Critics on Rotten Tomatoes. I did not look this week at all. I'm going to go 78.
76%.
Whoa!
What? Critics? That was the critics?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Hex to the yes.
Users. Producer, let's go to you. I know you've probably looked at it.
Nope,
I'm going to ask you.
I have not looked.
What do you think the users gave 2003's Bad Santa on Rotten Tomatoes?
82.
77. We're in the sevens, guys.
All right, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I wonder if we can get there. I wonder if we're going to go like overall 7 something okay. or other.
Well, we'll see.
A little high. Let's see.
I'm predicting a 35.
Okay. Yeah, all right, right. So listen, let's get into a little bit of what this film is. Here's what you have. Brief synopsis. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back and tell you what we thought. But here's the way it goes. 2003's Bad Santa. The Christmas season just got a little less joyous in this very dark comedy. Willie T. Stokes, played by Billy Bob Thornton, is a con man and a thief who teams up with his friend Marcus, a little person, for a very special scam each year during the holiday season. Willie gets a job as Santa Claus at a shopping mall, and his friend tags along as an elf, and they use their employee status to crack mall security and rob stores blind just before Christmas. However, there's one flaw to this plan. Willie is a bitter, foul-mouthed, and perpetually grouchy alcoholic who doesn't care for kids. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, Max, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. And it's all he can do to keep himself from getting fired while on the job. The mall's manager, played by the late John Ritter in his last film appearance, is certain something's wrong with the Santa he's hired. So he's asked the mall's chief of security, played by Bernie Mac, to do some research on Willie. Meanwhile, one of the kids Willie is forced to talk to becomes a regular customer. Overweight, awkward, and the frequent target of bullies, the boy manages to arouse something like sympathy from Willie, who tries to give him some advice and develop something vaguely resembling a Christmas spirit along the way.
Hmm. Oh, that's nice. It's a father figure.
Yeah, sure. What family are you from?
Well, I mean, tried.
Let's take a break here. Listen to a trailer from the film. 2003's Bad Santa. We're going to come back, get into a bit of trivia, tell you what we thought. So here you go.
When it came to holiday spirit, Willie's never had it.
It's not real.
Well, it was real. I got sick and all the hair fell out.
How'd you get sick?
I loved a woman that wasn't clean.
Mrs. Santa?
No, it was her sister.
Oh, no.
Where's your sleigh?
It's in the shop.
Where are the reindeer?
I stable them.
Where's the stable?
Next to the shop.
How do they sleep?
Are you messing with me?
There's something about the guy that makes me uneasy.
Now, a hopeless kid.
Wedgie.
And a Santa nobody liked. Are teaching each other a lesson.
Is that your underwear?
Part of it.
Where's the rest of it? Actually, I don't want to know.
Put your dukes up.
You got to learn to stand up for yourself.
Oh, no.
Scream at him.
Ah! Jeez. He is pathetic.
Scream! Be loud!
Ah! You don't hit enough.
What's wrong with you? He's just a kid.
Oh! I told you I didn't want to do this. Huh? Oh, good.
The naughtiest guy in town just might discover
he's a really sweet kid, isn't he?
Yeah, I guess so.
How to be nice.
Good night, Santa. Good night, Mrs. Santa's sister. Santa!
Billy Bob Thornton, Bernie Mac, Tony Cox, Bad Santa.
I beat up some kids today, but it's for a purpose. Made me feel good about myself.
So you heard it. There it is. Bad Santa 2003 with the Q Film Cast getting ready to talk about this one. And hey, before we get going, look at this. We have a guest in the uh-oh. Studio.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the very clean sister of Mrs. Santa. How you doing back there, Marshall Fletcher?
I'm good. Hi.
You
thank
see that? You didn't believe us.
Me.
Yeah. See?
Hello.
She ain't got no diseases or nothing.
That's
hey,
right.
We actually have a connection with her. She picked out one of our movies.
That's right. She did. Way back, I think back in the middle of summer, picked up Queued Up Rubber.
Rubber.
Mm, fantastic. Rubber. That's why she's so clean.
Oh, horrible!
I'm so sorry. I am the king of segues. But listen, thank you very much, Mrs. Claus, for coming into the Q Filmcast tonight.
Mrs. Claus.
But happy to have you along. You know, we're talking about Bad Santa 2003. Have you seen this film?
I haven't finished it.
Well,
really?
No. Yeah. You can't
neither
talk about
I,
it.
So,
I think warning, there will be spoilers.
Yeah, I think we, right. I think we know his review. All right, so yeah, a little bit of extra heat in the queue tonight.
Sounds like it.
A little female perspective.
Was it needed in this film?
Well, usually we just use yours, Max. But
hey.
And let's talk a little bit about Did You Know before we get into the film.
Well, let's do that. Sure.
Did you know that Billy Bob Thornton admitted that he was genuinely intoxicated during the film?
The whole film?
Yeah, basically
good
he was drunk.
Him.
Shocker.
Yeah, good for him, man.
The world needs heroes.
Deep into character.
He's a method actor.
Yeah, he's a method actor.
Yeah.
Did you know, James Hartsup Savage, that this was John Ritter's final acting appearance in a movie?
Yeah, the In Memoriam gave it away.
Yeah, dedicated to his
memory. And you saying that it was his final film about 5 minutes ago gave it away, too.
Oh, right. Geez, sorry. Well, Mrs. Claus wasn't here at that time.
Okay. That's true.
She walked in after.
I was wrapping presents.
By the way, oh, nicely done. Yeah, okay. I know it's a busy time of year for you. Did you know, by the way, I'll ask you, did you know that the F word and its variations are used 159 times in this movie?
That's it?
Yeah, right.
I really would have thought more, too.
The S word, 73 times, amid a total of approximately 300 profanities.
Wow. I can believe it.
Did you know that Jack Nicholson read for the script, wanted to do the film, had to turn it down because he was already committed to Something's Gotta Give?
Wow, those are very different movies.
Yeah.
I bet you he wishes he had that one back.
I don't know. That wasn't a terrible film. I like
that movie.
Yeah, I liked it too. Yeah, it was good. I don't know how good that far. It was okay. Did you know that throughout the film there are several hints to Bernie Mac's character having a chronic constipation?
Yeah.
Did you actually pick up on that?
Yeah.
Because you can relate?
No.
Are you a chronic constipator?
No, I drink coffee. I'm regular.
Well, in the film, he eats oranges, mixed stool softeners into his drinks,
yeah,
et cetera.
He does.
I didn't pick up on that.
I never made a connection.
Okay. Maybe he actually, you know, I don't think that was written into the film. I think he actually was.
Probably.
What? I mean, look, Billy Bob was drunk. Why couldn't we just say that Bernie Mac was constipated?
We can.
What difference does it make?
I don't know. But did you know that
this guy's got to be constipated. Oh, yeah, right.
I bleed for my art. Did you know that Bill Murray was signed on as Willie, but dropped out for Lost in Translation? That would be terrible.
Whoa.
Wow.
Well, man, what a bummer.
You had to have a dwarf.
Mean? For Lost in Translation?
He was going to be the dwarf in this, and he opted out for Lost in Translation.
So we'd either have Bill Murray as a... Not a dwarf, really, but as a sidekick in this, or the movie Lost in Translation.
Apparently. Unless they did like a dwarf on golf kind of thing, where they made him look like a dwarf.
Dwarf on golf.
Maybe you they could have done a Hobbit perspective.
Willie was the main character.
Willie's the dwarf.
No, Marcus is the dwarf.
Marcus is the dwarf.
Oh, I got that wrong.
Man, I was with you 100%.
Bill Murray was not going to play the midget.
I'm so sorry.
They prefer to be called little people.
Even Mrs. Claus there agrees. Did you know that... I don't know. AJ Nadu's character. Who is the hell?
Oh, the guy that said, "You are a homosexual."
Oh, that guy calls Billy Bob Thornton's character an ass clown.
Yep.
He also used that phrase in Office Space 1999.
Wow. What a connection.
Yeah. Did you know that Larry David, I would have loved this,
man,
was considered for the role of Willie? I would have loved that.
That would have been way better.
Yeah, yeah, it would have been different.
I do like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm. How about you, Mrs. Claus? You like that show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Straight in from Minnesota she comes. Did you know that the Czech Republic's title for this film translates as Santa is my pervert?
That would have been a great title for here.
Santa is my pervert.
Wow.
That would have been fantastic.
Can we make that?
Because that makes sense.
I have no idea.
Wow.
So there you go. There you go. A little bit of a trivia about this film. All right, so let's talk about how we're going to rate this thing, because, you know, we do not use thumbs up or thumbs down.
It's so stupid.
It's just dumb.
It's so effing stupid.
You put that. I'll put you on my naughty list in a hurry.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah, currency. Let's talk about how we're going to rate this film, because we let the film do that. So I don't even remember what we decided. Hoodie, what is it?
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches, that's
sandwiches.
Right. Sandwiches. Yeah. Not sandwiches. Sandwiches.
Yeah, not sandwiches. Not
Should I make you some sandwiches? Stuff.
Hoodie, you cued it. We're going to review it, so I need you to tell me, to lead this off, well, how many sandwiches are you going to give this film?
I'm really kind of sitting at a 5, maybe bumped up to 6, but maybe bumped down to 4.
No way.
Okay.
Possible 3 in here.
He's on the fence.
I don't know, 5.
So you can go with 5 right 5. Now, 5, kind of in the middle. Could go one way or another.
It's a maybe.
Savage, what are you going to go with? How many sandwiches are you going to give this film?
7 sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
I enjoyed it.
It's a healthy appetite.
Yeah. No, I'm a big boy.
What kind of sandwiches are they, by the way?
Fried bologna.
Fried bologna sandwiches.
Oh, love a fried bologna
Those are
sandwich.
Tostadas.
Actually, let's do that. Let's just talk about our own sandwiches and what kind of sandwiches we're eating. Max, describe your sandwich and how many are you going to give this film?
It would not be fried bologna because bologna is disgusting. It would be lettuce, bacon, and tomato, and I would give it 6. I would have 6 lettuce, bacon, and tomato sandwiches.
They're called BLTs.
Yeah, you just
whatever.
How about you, producer? How many sandwiches and what sandwich in particular are you going to give this film?
I'm going to go 6, and I like a turkey avocado.
Oh, how nice.
So weird.
You pretentious douche.
I know.
I get a thumbs up from Mrs. Claus over here. So yeah.
You know what I'm going to go with?
What?
I'm going to go with fried reindeer sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
fried
nice.
Reindeer, a little, nice. Bit of, little bit of mayo.
Maybe put some cherries on there for, like, noses. And
you could do that, yeah. All right, so it's up to me to round this one out. I'm going to go 4.
Really?
Yeah, whoa. Yeah, I don't like this.
Oh. How many is that, Max?
The total is 28 sandwiches.
Wow.
Yeah, I watched this. I'd never seen it before. So I figured it would be bad. I didn't think it would be this bad. But first off, let me say I have no problems with the ingredients of this film. I'm down with the struggle. You know what I'm saying? I like it. I like the ingredients. Cursing, puking, drinking, sexing cars, dwarves, fighting, farting, Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac.
All that stuff.
Bernie
I
Mac's
mean,
just in there.
This is good stuff, guys. I mean, you give me this stuff, I'm good to go. We have something we can make here.
All right.
But this thing assaulted me. It just did. Not because of the things I mentioned, but because it's just lazy, lame. It's a lazy, lame movie. The ingredients are tasty, but you got to cook something up with it. You can't just cover me up with the pieces over and over again.
Right.
That's the way I felt about the film. It stayed stuck in the fart joke all movie long. You know what I'm saying? I didn't find enough charm here. I thought it was heavy-handed, just a big bunch of cliches to me. Didn't care for it. I'm just going to leave it at that, guys. Bad acting, bad development, just a bad movie. It's a knock-knock joke with an F-word to me. That's it.
Huh.
The only reason I didn't completely tank on this film was because the boogers on the kid were really good. I like the boogery kid.
That's one of the things I didn't like about it. The boogers kept changing. There's no consistency.
You're like Max with that American situation there.
No, you suck up a booger. And
I didn't take
down.
Off a point because the boogers.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you did.
Look, I kind of set my tone there. You guys follow me up. That's why I went 4. I'm going to get into that a bit more. I just felt like it was just so off the rack and just so desperate, but... Let's go back to you, Hoodie. I think you went 5. We're kind of down more towards the lower end of it, but what you got?
Basically the same thing that you just said.
Yay.
Yeah. I liken it to, have you guys seen the movie Maid? You seen Maid?
Which one was
it? Favreau and Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
It was like their sequel to Swingers,
sequel
basically.
To Swingers.
And they basically just said, Vince Vaughn, go be Vince Vaughn for an hour and a half, and it was awful. It was just such an overkill, and it just saturated you.
Yeah.
And the same thing Billy Bob did. It was just such an overkill. I hated it. It was awful. I was done with him about halfway through. I was like, okay, we get it. He's a bad Santa. Let's figure out how to change this, like, quick. Let's see a gradual change. Let's see him change a little bit more gradually than all of a sudden he's making the kid a tostada thing, and he fixed the Christmas whatever it is.
Yeah,
it just didn't make any sense. Like you said, move logically through it. The whole thing just didn't make any sense to me.
You need some charm here, and that's where you start to appreciate guys like Apatow, who can take this stuff and it's like there's heart there. There's something glowing in the middle that warms it. And this was just F word, more kids peeing on my lap, more kids, F word, F word.
And look how bad I am. I'm still look how bad I
it's
am.
It's like
I'm
I got bad. It. Okay.
Yeah, it was just a complete overkill, and I didn't see anything redeeming about this guy. Even at the end, it was just not believable at all. And what an awful ending. Oh god. What an awful, awful ending.
And what a glorious, glorious, glorious man to your right. And that is James Hartsub Savage.
Oh.
I'm with you quite a bit, Hoodie, but let's go over to Savage. You went up like 7 or something on this thing.
Yeah, it was not my intention to be the champion of this film.
Oops.
not by any chance. I mean, and I don't want to champion the film. But I found it funny. It was funny. And I get the two-dimensionality of it. You know, it was just like, it was F-word, look how bad I am. And that rubbed me wrong about the first third through it, but they stuck with the joke. And it didn't. They didn't let up on it.
And they didn't change it either.
No, they didn't. I mean, there was some type of redemption. Even the redemption that he got was beating up kids. You know, that's if that's how you're going to redeem yourself is by beating up kids. I mean, he was a terrible, terrible human being. And I liked that the joke didn't let up. And I think Billy Bob Thornton was cast perfectly for this. I thought he sold it. I mean, and I do get it. It was heavy-handed and heavy-fisted. But it was funny to me. The segues where Marcus would just call him out for being the terrible human being that he was.
Okay.
I mean, there was some really incisive stuff where he would just cut him to the bone. Like, everything about you is ugly. You know, I'm a dwarf, but you're a worthless human being. Right. I thought all those things were funny.
That didn't sound funny.
Yeah, no, I mean, they struck me funny, man. And I like the kid, and I expected the kid to change, and the kid never changed.
A little bit.
Did.
But I did find it enjoyable.
Okay.
I'd never seen it either. And I laughed, and I thought that I didn't like the ending either, Hoodie. I thought, I mean, I would have been much better, you know, spoiler alert, if he would have died.
Why could have been like him. Clarence?
Well,
why does it have such a dramatic ending? That just didn't fit with the whole story up to that point. It's a holiday story, too, by the way. You're going to kill. I mean,
yeah,
what?
It's not for kids.
I wonder how many people. Oh, by the way, I told someone that I know that we were reviewing this film. He says, you know what I remember about this film? Sitting in the movie theater and seeing parents drag their kids into this.
Oh,
and
nice.
Seeing parents halfway through drag their kids out of this. And I thought to myself, I'll bet you that did happen a lot. Oh, it's a Santa film.
Yeah. Well, it was called Bad Santa. It was rated R. That should have given you a clue.
It's still a holiday film. Yeah.
Savage. No, so what you're saying is that, you know, you had fun with it. As you say, you bought your ticket. You took
your ride. And, you know, the sleigh ride was bumpy and, you know, profane. And I like that. I like where you can take something that's culturally beloved and make it slightly profane. That tickles me.
Yeah.
I just like the audacity of that.
All right, so I guess you liked it a little bit more than we did.
Well,
we haven't heard from Max Gumbo Johnson. Let me see here. 6, is that what you said?
I gave it a 6, yeah.
You gave it a 6. Okay, go.
I'm with James, and I'm with y'all. I love Billy Bob Thornton at his most profane. He curses like he is a master of cursing.
He really
just
is.
Just like in Dead Man. He was the best part of that movie when he had that one little scene when he kept saying GD over and over and over. He's so good at it. It just has such an impact when he does it. I do think the script had some problems. The whole part where he's at the bar and the guy's staring at him, that was just a device to get the kid to come defend him. And then the kid comes defend him. It's like, that's not something this kid would do. That was so out of place in the whole movie. I thought that just completely did not work for me at all. The ending didn't work.
That part was just creepy when the office space guy just attacks him, tries to rape him in the parking lot.
I didn't know.
Did they ever wrap that up at all?
No.
The guy runs up to rape Billy Bob, and it's just like, well, that's a little far, I think.
What are you doing?
And there's a kid that comes up and breaks it up. It's like, that's too much for
me. That was totally out of place. It made no sense whatsoever.
What's the MacGuffin or whatever?
Well, the MacGuffin,
it's more of a Deus Ex Machina to me. It's like, it's just a device to get this kid to come defend Santa. And it just felt so forced. Yeah, it was just forced.
I thought that might have been a nice backstory. I thought maybe in the end he would come back and be Santa's salvation. Because actually the guy who's coming to kill him in the end would be his salvation. I expected that. And I thought there might be some big play end to that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
they never
it,
went
it,
back
it,
to that.
It went nowhere. It was completely just jammed in there. We got to get the kid to defend Santa. And it just fizzled out for me. I hated that part.
We're going to get into a lot of scenes then. Thanks for bringing that up early, because that was on my list, my naughty list. I have a naughty list and a good list when I watch this movie.
They're all naughty.
There's not a whole lot on the good list other than boogers. Speaking of which, producer, you gave 7?
6.
6. Okay, tell me what.
Okay, first time I saw this way back in the day, I hated this with a passion. Could not stand this movie. And this time, I had Christmas spirit. Along with a lot of other Christmas spirits.
He had Christmas spirit.
He's doing jazz fingers right now.
Yes. So I started laughing because I was a little
tipsy.
Jolly.
Jolly.
And I enjoyed it. So that's why I like this movie. I was drunk.
Oh, Jesus.
Watch it drunk.
You know what? That is the best way to watch this film.
Hey, really, that makes a lot of sense.
Apparently,
you don't pay attention to any of the story.
Right.
All you hear like the F-bomb. Oh, that's kind of funny.
Apparently, what we've learned here is to get the most out of this film is to be constipated and drunk at the same time. You'll love it.
There you go.
Were you constipated, too? Producer, while you watch this film?
Just like mentally. Bernie
Mac? Just mentally. I was pretty mentally constipated, too. Nothing moved along very well for me. But I'll tell you what, let's take a break here. Let's listen to a piece of something from the film. Bad Santa, I think we've set the table here. We'll come back and get into this in just a bit.
It won't happen again, I can promise you that. Willie here has low blood sugar, that's all.
That's right, I forgot to take my pill.
It's not just the swearing. Forgive me for prying, but did one of you fornicate?
Fornicate?
Yes, with a heavy-set woman in the big and tall dressing room.
Look, I've boned a lot of fat chicks in my time, sure. But as far as I can recall, I've never fornicated anybody.
Yes, well, even still, I think it's best for all parties considered if we...
If we what?
Well, I have someone else interested in the position.
Before you do something stupid, you may want to think about this.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about firing a little black midget. Colored African-American small person. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your face all over USA Today is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about 150 of these little all over the sidewalk out there. That's what I'm talking about. Little picket signs, chanting and raving, using little bullhorns and that, screaming and hollering your name out. Unfair practices. Get me?
No. This is not a handicap thing. I have nothing against you people.
You people? Did you hear that, Marcus? He said you people. You people.
Who the hell is us people?
Wait. No. You don't under... What? He... No. You know, I think it's best if we just forget we had this conversation.
Okay. Good thinking. And don't worry about us. We'll be fine.
So there it is, a piece of the film we're talking about, Q Filmcast, Bad Santa. How you doing over there, Mrs. Claus, Mrs. Claus guest?
Mrs. Claus's sister.
Mrs. Hanging
Claus's
in there sister. Like a hair in a biscuit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that from earlier?
Yeah.
We had a conversation. I don't know what part of the world you're listening to this show on, but please do not infiltrate your country with hanging in there like a hair in a biscuit. A little popular phrase here.
Where are you? I've never heard that at all.
I
never
say
have?
It all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get out of my house.
It's funny.
There are three people I say good morning to every morning, and I say, how are you doing? And every day they look at me like it's the first time and say, hanging in there like a hair in a biscuit. And then they laugh hysterically. And
if you're living in Groundhog Day?
Like, I will kill you. I will defriend you and kill you if you say, well, thanks for bringing that up there, Mrs. Claus.
Yeah,
Mrs. Claus.
Ruining the mood.
Mrs. Claus' sister, right?
Mrs. Claus' sister.
All right. Yeah. So we're glad to have you.
Hotter than Mrs. Claus.
And by the way, you've seen a limited amount of this film,
yeah.
2003's Bad Santa, starring Billy Bob Thornton. What would you give this? So step up into the mic here. What would you give this film as far as what you've seen it? Never mind. Maybe we shouldn't.
Okay. Probably a 4 or a 5.
Okay.
But
what kind of sandwiches?
PB&J's, just a
absolutely
classic.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
With the
can't go wrong with
the
PBJ.
Yeah. Mm.
But like jelly amateur. Jam, or we're talking jelly.
Yeah, jelly, grape.
No,
grape jelly.
No, it's gonna
crunchy,
be
smooth,
strawberry.
Smooth. Do they make crunchy jelly?
Peanut butter.
Oh,
crunchy peanut butter, knucklehead.
Maybe get that. Smooth peanut butter. Creamy,
okay.
I think. Is
she can't commit. You know, she says, well, with my limited knowledge of this film,
yeah.
I'll give it away. She can't commit here.
It's hard to watch, right?
She's damn right it is.
She's kind of invested.
Like,
that's what I'm trying
beloved,
to say.
It's this beloved time, Christmas holidays, and then it's just...
awful.
Maybe they'll make another movie where, like, the Easter Bunny's, like, awful and cursed.
Well, what would you have liked to have seen? A movie called Good Santa?
They've made those.
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, that's every Santa movie ever. It's like, oh, I'm a jolly fat man. Here's your present.
But, like, I mean, they brought out, like, every trope, as James says, in the book to make this guy just the worst person ever.
He was a terrible, terrible human being.
You see, and I tell you what, that's my problem with this film, too. I don't think Billy Bob Thornton did very well with this material.
I
thought he was terrible in this film. It was just like, wind them up. Here, bring out your Billy Bob. And it was just overkill throughout the whole thing. The same thing over and over again. Well, we don't have anything here, guys. Wheel out Billy Bob and make him say the F word a few more times.
You know who would have killed this?
Who?
George C. Scott.
Yeah.
But you're probably right.
But at the same time, you can't necessarily blame him. I mean, he was working off the script.
He was
working with the script he had.
It's just not a funny movie. The ingredients are there, but the movie's just not funny either.
It was funny.
It's not funny. How can 2 hours and 2 minutes of that just be funny?
It's funny.
It's not.
There's like one funny part, and that's when he says, you're not going to see me next year. I'm going to go to a beach and buy a bar.
That was funny.
And the next shot is like the beach scene, and you see him behind the bar, and he's kind of up, and you're like, he made it.
I did like that.
He is somebody. Like, yeah. And then he gets kicked out because he's...
I told you to get away from my bar.
I did sort of like that.
Yeah, that's the only part of this movie that I actually laughed out loud.
I love
loud.
That movie.
God,
who
yeah,
leaves
that's
a bar
and that's because it was like misdirection. If they had done like a little bit more misdirection, a little bit more vague through the
probably,
whole movie,
yeah.
It would have been a lot better.
I agree.
It would have sat a lot better with me, at least.
Because on my nice list, that is the only scene that I have on my
well, I took it, so you're going to have to come up with something else.
What about you, Max?
Let's
talk about some scenes in this film that stand out. What stands out to you as far as this worked? This worked, you know.
Put on the spot here.
Yeah, well, go ahead. You knew you were doing a show tonight. We put on the spot.
We're talking about how this all sort of blends into a homogenous character of Billy Bob Thornton. I can't really think of a scene. I mean, the one you mentioned where he's at the bar and he's cutting the lemons and the guy says, get out of my bar. That's the one that stands out to me. Other than that, I can't think of anything that really just jumps to the forefront for me. Here's one that I really did like. Was when Bernie Mac's character confronted the little kid in the video game store yeah. and said, give me that MP3 player, right. You little punk, you know, this right. and that. And I own it now. I really like the Bernie Mac character. I liked him probably for all the wrong reasons.
He was very smug in this movie, too.
Oh, he was a total jerk. He was an ass. Yeah. He was a total ass. And then the other scene that I really liked was when John Ritter's character went to say, I caught him in the big and tall section. He had to mouth the word.
Yeah.
A woman in the... And he had to mouth the word again. She said, you're not going to... Everything. He would never curse or anything. Right. Yeah. And that stuff. I thought he was great in it.
You're talking about John Ritter.
John Ritter. Okay. I loved every second of the movie with him.
But what made filler. That
scene
it was just filler to me.
Was the hooker later on.
When he met the hooker later. Last time I didn't, for a month. I like, to a certain extent, crude humor.
Yeah.
Pull it off well enough to have some merit in my eyes. Is it a great movie?
No,
it's not a great movie. There's a lot of problems with it. There's a lot of problems mostly with the script. Did I laugh? Yes.
Okay.
I did laugh at some
You sorry man.
Well, I only gave it a 6. I mean, come on.
And now you're defending it more than the 7 over here.
Well, I got to do my job.
Yeah, right.
Hey, producer, we're going to get to you in one second. Okay. But he's laughing awfully loud here. I think he's reliving the film in his mind because he's way up there with a 7.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah,
Defender of Bad Santa.
Being a bad Santa.
He's up there with the critics at a 7.
Yeah, I guess But talk about a couple things that stand out that you may want to talk about this film.
Well, I loved when Marcus would call Willie on who he was. I loved that just kind of incisive just criticism. Every time it would just take me aback, like, whoa.
He really kind of stole the show.
He did steal the show.
I mean, if there was somebody that actually really worked their butt off in this movie, it was the little guy.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah, you can. little person.
I think they prefer to be called little people.
Little people.
Okay, so you thought there was good chemistry between the two main leads.
Yeah, and then I thought that there was some moments of really true comedy in how Billy Bob reacted to the kid. Because at one point, I mean, there's a line that repeats itself, and it's like, are you effing with me?
Yeah.
Over and over. And the first time, it was like, whoa. And then it happens again, and then it happens a third time, because comedy works in
threes.
Because
they ran out of jokes.
Well, it works in threes and fives. And so when he hits it that third time, it's just funny. It's funny.
But how come I didn't laugh?
Well, I mean, we have different tastes. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I thought it worked. I thought that they kept to the joke long enough to make it funny.
Yeah.
Because it turned me off. I mean, I understand what you're saying. That it seemed one-dimensional, and it turned me off at first, but they stuck with it.
Well, listen, real quickly.
I just want to say one thing real quick. Yeah. Pictures work in three and fives, too, if you're hanging pictures.
Yes, true.
So anybody who's thinking about rearranging this weekend, pictures work best in three and fives. Odd numbers, especially.
Pictures of Billy Bob.
With what James said, how they stuck with the joke, that has some merit to it, because a lot of time they'll back off too soon on a despicable character or a lovable character or this character has this trait, and they'll back off of it to change him.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with him that they did stick with this guy being just a total jerk.
Yeah, he's just an awful guy.
Yeah, just an awful guy. I mean, if whether or not you find that funny, it does depend on what you think is funny and what's not funny.
Well, let me tell you what really is funny to me, Max, real quickly on this point. It's like sweet and sour. You can't just have sour and sour and sour and sour and sour and sour.
Yeah, you can.
Well, that's why I like, let's say, once again, Apatow films. Because in the end, what you do is you take this guy who's despicable, and in the end, you make him likable. You want to like him.
It's not in the end, though. It's a very gradual process that the viewer goes through. And it really starts from the beginning, where you hate the guy, and it starts there, right? So it's a very gradual thing to the end where you're like, okay, I actually love this guy. And you had Bad Santa for the better part of an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half. And then he beats up the kid, and you're like, oh, he actually cares about the kid. And then he decides to, it was just very little too late, I think, for this movie, for his redemption.
It was too much of the bad.
It was too much of the bad and too little too late to redeem him.
The movie's called Bad Santa. It starts out with him puking, being a bad Santa. I mean, and it just stayed that for almost the entire film, and it's like, enough.
Give me something I haven't seen before.
Give me something I hadn't seen. Give me something to warm the film up, because it's just...
So you hadn't seen the evolution of a character from a sour guy to a sweet guy.
We've seen it done a million times better.
What this did is something that you hadn't seen, is that it stayed sour.
Can't do that. It doesn't make sense.
This film, all
you
it had to do...
You can't change a character in the last 5 minutes. That doesn't make... honestly, you can't... You're talking about comedy works in threes and fives. You want to talk logic. You can't change a character in the last 5 minutes and expect me to be on board with that.
I agree with that, and I thought
you just argued against it.
No, I thought the ending was a cop out. He should have died. They should have shot him.
They should have never had a shootout.
No.
They should have never gone there. He should have stole the money and left.
Hey, Adam, producer.
Yeah.
We're talking about 2003's Bad Santa. We hadn't talked to you in a minute or so. Okay. So why don't you tell us what you think about when you remember this film?
Okay. Favorite scenes, hands down, the boxing match. There's nothing funnier than a good crotch punch.
I'll give him that.
Yeah.
No, there's a three-way funnier stuff than three-way crotch punch.
Yeah.
Three-way crotch punch.
Get over here, Max. I want to prove this theory. Nope. Oh, sorry.
Let's do it.
Shut up, Mrs. Sinus sister.
Also, I love the scenes where John Ritter's trying to defend him, calling him a little man and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And all that.
No. Unfair practices.
Yeah.
All
right.
Other than that, it's Cloris Leachman. She was underutilized. I hated that. But, you know, she served her purpose, and I love them stealing the stockings off of her.
Yeah. That was
good. I'm making some sandwiches.
I'm going to talk about a lack of scene. You know what bothered me? When he goes back and he beats up the kids that had abused the little booger boy.
Yeah.
How come it's just, it's like, I'm just going to beat, and then it just shows him just beating the kids up. I wanted to see confrontation there. Are the writers so lazy that they couldn't show me that? We had nothing. Let's just show them beating the bullies up.
It could be editing, though.
Well, what I'm talking about was okay, here comes his big scene of justification. He's going to be the good guy for a change. I want to see him track these bullies down and confront them verbally, and I want to see that tension. I want to see it build to a beatdown. The movie just gives you the beatdown.
It never builds.
It never builds. Ever. It just force feeds its premise to you.
It's kind of funny just to, all of a sudden, bam, there it is. I think that's funny to me.
Beating the kid.
There's no build up, and he's just beating the dude.
Well,
and
I wanted
I don't know if I'm the only one. It was that scene or a scene not far after that you got sort of a. And I know it's the music, but it's not just the music. You got sort of this Bad News Bears feel out of the movie.
It did have a Bad News Bears feel, except that was a decent movie.
Bad News Bears is great.
Yeah. Great.
But it wanted to be sort of like a Bad News Bears sort of thing. And it just didn't quite pull it off.
It spun its own web a bit too much, and it got caught in it, I think.
I think it did, too. I gave it a 6. I liked a lot as far as some of the funny stuff in it, but I think it was a lazy script.
The person who wrote it wrote, like, children's stuff. And so maybe he did just kind of delve into cliche and just, like, all right, this is how it should be, just to make it as profane as possible. But, I mean, the Coen brothers produced this thing.
That's bizarre to me. I saw
and
that as well.
It seems like if, you know, somebody...
Coen brothers would have directed this thing.
I mean, they had some kind of creative influence. I mean,
I doubt it.
Well, if they're producers, they had a lot, but yeah. I think they probably saw Zweigoff's other stuff. I mean, did Crumb come out before or after this?
Before.
Yeah. They probably said, we like this guy.
He hadn't done much after. I looked into this. He hadn't done much after this. Just some TV basic stuff.
Well, this may be the reason.
But, you know, I will get back on board.
This was a heyday.
It was a heyday. Sounds more like an off day or a drunk day for him.
People were super excited about Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah. Cool.
I'm not going to bring
She's
up
right, though. This is his heyday. But
yeah, this is. You know, I will get on board with you, though, with the little man. He really was the Steen Sealer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I say that right? Steen Sealer?
Steen Stealer.
Lethal man with a Steen Stealer.
It's a Steen Stealer. A Steen Stealer. The more I think back on this movie, thinking back, that bubbles up to the top. I thought he could deliver that dialogue about as good as anybody. Yeah. I like that.
That's because he had heart, Michael.
Well, is that what it was?
I think
that's what it was.
He was written better. I mean, everybody was kind of one-dimensional. I mean, like Max said, I mean, what I'm hearing you're saying is that there was a problem with the script, and it was terribly cliche.
Here's something else, too, and let's talk about this to wrap up the conversation before we get into our top three pathetic kids. The ending with the little man in Bernie Mac, that felt really odd to me. I didn't like him being the bad guy in the end.
Hated it. It was totally out of place. First off, he offs Bernie Mac. Spoiler alert. I guess I should have said spoiler alert first. Yeah. But then to him just turn on Willie like that, like, well, that is totally a 180.
Yeah.
I just remember it happening and thinking, this doesn't feel right for this piece and time in this film. It didn't feel like it should have been there.
It feels like they had a premise, like the whole Bad Santa with his helper are busting up malls and stealing money. Once a year they do this, and they had an ending. And in the rare occurrence, they didn't have a middle, so they just pushed the Bad Santa for an hour and a half and said, let's just, you know, get as blatant and as awful as we can.
Yeah.
And people, like, you will laugh at it. And I'm looking at.
You can look at me all you want. Yeah. I don't care. I thought the Billy Bob stuff was funny. I genuinely laughed at it. I love that.
You still
kind
gave
of stuff.
It a six though. I mean, come
yeah, well, like I've got to give it a six just because it made me laugh.
Hey, you know what we hadn't talked about is the boogery kid.
Yeah.
The pathetic kid. Did you like him, Max? Let's go to you first. What did you think of that casting and that role and that kid?
The casting was great. You
he
couldn't
was good.
Pick a more awkward looking, foul looking kid.
I actually felt sorry for first part. My first yeah. time I saw him. I thought that can't be real. No kid is that pathetic.
He looked like a male version of Little Orphan Annie.
Yeah,
it's like wow, where did they dig this thing up? Sure. But yeah, he was perfectly cast, and that's another thing that bothered me about the movie. The kid Thurman Merman. I mean, okay, I can suspend disbelief for so long, but I mean, come on. This kid's got to have a mental deficiency to just keep yeah, asking yeah. him these questions.
That was a hell of a wedgie, though.
And then say, oh, I know you're not Santa.
He was messing with him.
Well, no, he was just stupid.
No, he's just sloppy writing.
He's not stupid.
Yeah, it's bad writing.
Because,
it's
listen,
writing.
At the end he says, I know you're not Santa. I just want someone to work hard to be my friend. Yeah. I mean, he knew the whole time.
Yeah, but he keeps asking him questions about being Santa.
He sure wanted.
I might have to go down now that I'm thinking about all these problems with the movie.
That's right.
He sure wanted to make him a sandwich.
I'm going down to a five.
I'm going down to a four, maybe three.
I'm
going to
stick with four because you know what? I do like Tony Cox in this, the dwarf. I like him. What about you, Savage?
I think Brian Cox would have been better. I'm just
Brian
saying.
Cox would have killed it.
Did you like the kid in this film?
I did like the kid. I liked the kid, the chemistry between him and Billy Bob.
Real boogers or fake boogers? What were
they? Fake boogers.
They were fake boogers.
There's one scene where it flashes between them, and his boogers are different in every scene, and it drives me nuts. And if you're going to put boogers on a kid, just keep them the same.
Just keep them there.
How hard is this?
I'll tell you what.
One shot.
Glue them on.
We're the only show that will bring up booger continuity.
I'm going down again.
Right.
Because of booger continuity.
Yes, booger continuity.
You got to have booger continuity.
Max, what's the final score?
I don't know. What did you go to finally?
I think I'm at a two.
A two? So you went down three?
No, I'm at a three.
Okay, so that puts it at a 24.
All right, 24 booger. We should have went with boogers.
No, 24 sandwich. 24 changing sandwiches. Boogers.
24 sandwiches. Let's end it there, guys. 2003's Bad Santa with a bit of a guest in the studio, Mrs. Claus' sister.
I'm going to do this. We're going to rewrite this thing.
Producer, you want to rewrite this movie?
With the help of Twitter.
Badder Santa.
Badder Santa. Yeah.
Really bad Santa.
Well, let's end it there, guys. Let's listen to a piece of this film. Something or other. We're not sure, but you'll hear it. After that, get into our top three pathetic kids in movies.
I pissed myself.
What the f*** you think you're doing? You son of a f***.
Look, hey, come on. Look here. Get him out of here. I'll go smooth things over with your pesca. Tell him food poison or something.
What do you mean, get him out of here?
Take him to the car.
In case you hadn't noticed, I'm a f***ing dwarf. So unless you got a forklift handy, maybe you should lend a hand,
So that figures. You want all kind of set aside and special treatment because you're handicapped. You all the same.
Special treatment? I'm 3 foot tall. It's a matter of physics. Draw me a sketch of how I get him to the car, Sketch it up, you moron. Leonardo da Vinci.
I can stick you a mall fry.
Yeah? You sure it ain't too sore from last night?
You got some lip on you, midget.
Well, these lips were on your wife last night. Why don't you dust that thing off once in a while?
All right, so there you go. Bad Santa 2003 leads us into our weekly top three.
Coincidentally, I went to a three.
I think you went to four. You were five. You went to four.
I think I went to a three.
We can't adjust the scores. You're at four. Top three pathetic kids in film. Hoodie, let's you start this one off.
It's about a boy.
Thanks,
Marcus.
Man. Let me just adjust my list.
Oh, okay. Really? All right. Well, that's my number three, though.
Did you like that film?
I did.
I did like that movie.
Yeah, it's like her favorite movie.
No, it's not.
Miss Sister is over there.
It's a great film. Why would you be embarrassed?
Movie.
It's a good film.
Break. I don't know if it's
Beast? Yeah.
New.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting. He was also in the zombie spoof film.
Is that the
Warm
same
Bodies?
Guy?
Warm Bodies.
His name's Nicholas Holt or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good selection. That was my number three as well. Let's just kick that out there. I may have to change it, though. Savage, what about you?
Well, I did this a little different. I went with pathetic grown children. The number three is Billy Madison.
That's a good choice.
How's that number three?
The ballet dancer?
He was,
Billy Madison. Yeah. I'm thinking of it's a ballet dancer. What's the other one?
You're thinking of Billy Elliot.
Billy Elliot.
Yeah. That's
no. Billy Madison.
Ballet dancer. Shampoo is better. Yeah. You go on first and clean the hair. Right, that one? Conditioner is better. Is that it?
Yeah. You're good at that.
I like Billy Madison.
Billy Madison is great.
Yeah.
He was kind of a pathetic kid.
He really was.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm so torn on my number three.
Ooh. Sounds like a sticky situation, Max. What are you going
to
go with?
I'm going to have to go...
Out with it.
This is tough. I'm going to have to go with Piggy from Lord of the Flies. That poor
tough.
Guy.
Tough.
He just could not get a break.
What made him pathetic?
Well, I'm glad he's dead.
God, what made him pathetic? Have you seen Lord of the Flies?
Yeah, I've seen Lord of the Flies.
I mean, golly, the guy couldn't... He couldn't defend himself. Yeah. He didn't stand up for himself. They broke his glasses and... He didn't do anything.
That's a good answer.
And then they killed him.
That could easily be someone's number one. Pathetic existence.
Those were really mean boys, though.
Yes, oh, poor Piggy.
They were just mean.
I felt so bad for Piggy.
Both tribes were just not. I wouldn't want to. Be, no.
Stand up for yourself, Piggy.
Seriously.
Hey, producer, stand up for yourself. Tell me your number three. What is it?
The kid from Up.
The kid from Up? Yeah, it was kind of pathetic.
Love that kid.
Yeah. That movie made me cry.
It made everybody cry in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Half the world was weeping.
Shut up, I'm crying. I don't want to cry right now.
Best love story ever.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah. We're on to number twos now, and that leads us to Matthew St. Hoodie, the patron saint of quality outerwear. What is your number two?
You guys are going
to
hate me for this one. I'm going to go Ralphie with The Christmas Story.
Please don't ever bring that movie up here. I don't
know. I love The Christmas Story.
I love that movie.
And that guy is pathetic.
Just the season.
I love him, love him, love him to death. And that movie is pathetic.
It's so overwrought and it's so up my butt.
Look,
and
I watched that 15 times in about the span of 3 days.
I watch it 12 times every 24 hours once a year
on TBS.
Yeah, once a year, exactly.
When they quit TBS. Playing Jaws on a loop.
I don't get a tree. I don't get presents. I get A Christmas Story. That's my Christmas.
James Hartsup Savage, what's your number two?
Grown pathetic children, Tommy Boy.
I think I'm... Yeah, friend here.
He had a childish aura, childish glow.
Yeah,
his spirit was still childish. Yeah. I don't know if he was pathetic though.
He was pathetic.
I wanted to be him. I thought he was kind of cool.
He was great.
Fat man in a little coat.
The scene everyone references every time.
Yeah. All right, you go. What do you got?
I'm torn on
Tommy
my number...
hungry. Tommy want wingy. That's what I remember.
Yeah, that's not pathetic.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to go with the Smales kid. In Caddyshack.
Oh, good answer. How did I not think of that?
The what?
The Smales kid. Spalding. In Caddyshack.
Spalding.
I got nothing.
I want a hamburger. No, I want a hot dog.
You'll get nothing and like it.
$20 says the Smales kid eats his booger. I'll take that action. Yeah.
Don't you remember?
The Smales kid. I do remember.
Yeah, he says, turds, Spalding, double turds, Spalding.
Double turd.
Yeah. Speaking of double turds, let's go over to our producer, number two for you. Ooh, did you see the way that tied in together? What's your number two there, producer?
Dumbo.
I hate that answer already. I don't like it.
It was a good answer. It's Dumbo.
My question is, how old is Dumbo?
He was just born.
He was a baby.
Is he a kid or a baby?
He's a baby.
Wait a second. That is a good answer. I take that back. Yeah, Adam, that's a good answer.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow.
I don't know if he was pathetic.
He was pathetic. He was picked on.
Has Adam ever been in a movie?
That's a good answer. I've got to give him this.
He might have been one of the Ewoks.
You know, I didn't go to my number two. I actually skipped over myself. Number two, inspired.
Constipated.
Inspired by. Let's see if I can move this one along.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Excuse me. Let me just get up here on my stool. There we go. Oh, there we go. Now I can.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You like that, Mrs. Claus? Yeah, she liked that. Yeah. Yeah, they're fun, aren't they? Do they have those at the North Pole?
Oh, yeah.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet you they do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Keep them well fed, those elves.
Number two for me. Number two for me. You know what mine is? My number two is I'm going to go with Wyatt from Weird Science. All right. You know, Wyatt.
Wyatt.
Is he the dark-haired one?
No, it's not Anthony Michael Hall.
No, the other,
kid. Yeah.
Oh, the other kid with the stupid voice.
Yeah.
The kid with the voice.
Yeah, the kid with the
bad voice.
He was pathetic to me.
I hated that voice.
But was he really a kid?
I don't know, but I know he showered in his jeans
with Kelly LeBrock. Yeah,
that's pretty pathetic.
I totally took my pants off and been like, I'm on
we
that.
We know.
They're getting dark.
He did stand up to the bikers.
He did.
From hell. I think they were from hell.
Yeah, he did. But that's the redemption of a pathetic character.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you think about how pathetic it was, he was going to give away. He was so bossed around by Chet, his older brother. Well, he was going to give away his college fund and his Social Security and a new VCR. If he wouldn't tell the parents that it was snowing in Chet's room. Don't you remember?
Because there was catatonic in a closet.
Yeah.
You don't have an idea how disrespectful that is. I think anytime you get a wedgie, it's pretty pathetic. And remember Chet gave him like the massive wedgie?
We should have done top three wedgies.
We could have. I'm actually thinking of some right now. All right, so that's it. Number two for me. Let's get into our number ones, man. This is where it becomes.
This is the meat of it.
Oh, Hoodie, the stakes are high.
Oh, I've got the best one.
Go ahead.
Anybody ever seen that movie with Corey Haim called Lucas?
Yeah.
That's the most pathetic any human has ever been in the existence of human beings.
Yeah, it was pretty pathetic.
My pathetic grown children. I got to double down. It's Brennan and Dale.
Terrible. Oh,
stepbrothers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
so
good.
So pathetic.
What do you think, producer? Is that a good answer?
For grown children, yeah.
That's fantastic, actually.
Bros and hoes.
You know what my number one is?
Nope.
Ricky from Better Off Dead.
Oh, wow, Ricky.
You remember Ricky?
That dude.
Ricky!
Trying to get him to hook up with the French chick. You like raisins.
Yeah, he was pathetic. He relied on his mother for everything.
He was lame. Man, that dude was a loser.
I'm going with Ricky from Better Off Dead.
Whoa. Good on you. Good answer, buddy.
Well, what's your good answer, Max?
I've got to go with Telly from Kids. Most pathetic piece of slime in the world.
You know what? That movie really disturbed the hell out of me.
Yep. And of all the kids in there, Telly was the worst.
It is a disturbing film.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Great, great soundtrack, though.
But if you want to pick a pathetic person, pathetic human being, and a kid.
That's a good answer.
Telly.
I mean, that's like seriously not a joke. That's a pathetic human being.
He could be one of the most pathetic characters ever.
No, there's one more. Producer, what is it? Number one.
I saw your home videos when you were a child.
So I'm your number one answer?
Yes.
So it's me. Your answer is me.
Yes.
I like it. I like that answer. You know, that's a bold. That's a bold choice.
That's just mean.
That's bold.
I haven't seen that film.
I like that.
Where do we get this? Where can we see this?
That's a good answer. That you went for that. You grabbed it. You choked it out, man.
Choked it is what
he probably chokes it out a lot.
Nicely done, sir. We're talking about pathetic kids in movies inspired by the film we talked about tonight, and this is where this one ends. You know, I put this out on Twitter, guys. Check this out. Look what came back. You know, Dalton Brown, Augustus Gloop.
Yep.
Jake LaCaza at Casa Delicia says Lucas. Yeah. He says, does it qualify? I think Hoodie says it does.
Absolutely. He's the number one. I'm right.
At Rosender says the three leads in Project X. At HT, the Dave father, says all of the little giants.
All of them.
I guess so. At Stinker Madness, any child Skywalker.
Oh, yeah.
That's not bad. I like that Dustin at Super Dustin 83 says Rachel Ferrier, Dakota Fanning from War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds.
He says she has a meltdown when anything happened.
That's true.
True,
yeah.
She's a kid and the world's ending.
How did none of us say this? Sophia G at Sophia G A G A Tech. I'm thinking of the kids from the Goonies.
Chunk, I said. Had that on my list.
Chunk. Did you? Well, you didn't say it. She did.
Well, no, because I like him.
All right, so there you go, guys. There's our show for tonight. That's 2003's Bad Santa. Top three pathetic kids. Nothing pathetic about this show. I thought it was good. You know, not a whole lot. We're not going to talk about big themes here.
Right.
You know?
No, it was a pretty shallow film.
You know, when the biggest theme and the biggest existential question in this film is why'd he carve a pickle out of wood, I think you're...
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that.
That was an awesome pickle.
I kept waiting for the scene to come about where he did something with that pickle, but it never happened.
Yeah.
I bet you
that we saw.
I think that's
on a floor
was in
somewhere.
There. That was in there. You know what I'm saying.
It's probably in a jacuzzi.
Yeah, it probably is. All right, so there you go, guys. We're going to talk about next week's film, and I think this goes over to the producer. Am I correct here?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay, and that's next week's big reveal. So let's get into this, producer. What are we going to get into next week?
I want to watch Snowpiercer.
You're talking about the film from this year that just came out on Netflix starring Chris Evans and...
You just know everything.
Yeah, that's exactly
that was so quick.
He's talking about
and Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton
and a little tie-in from what you talked earlier. Billy Elliot's in this film.
Get out of town.
Well, yeah, it's Billy Elliot, the guy that's
the little
in the film.
British dude.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Well, that's ironic that you said that, Max Gumbo Johnson.
Wow.
Yeah, so starring Billy Elliot, Tilda Swinton, and Chris Evans, who's Captain America, came out earlier this year.
Captain America. Captain America is Snowpiercer.
Yeah. That's what this movie is. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Next week's film, so tune in for that. But that's where this one ends. And as always, thank you for tuning into the queue. And thanks again to Mrs. Claus's sister.
Mrs. Claus's sister.
We'll tell him you have to get back to the pole. And I'm talking about the North Pole, by the way. We'll leave that right there. She's just nodding yes, like excitingly yes. Get me back to
tapping
the pole.
Tapping her wrist.
She's a Sunday brunch dancer.
She can't wait to get back to the pole. Isn't that something? If you'd like to offer your thoughts on this film that we just discussed, Bad Santa 2003, or anything for that matter, you can go to theqfilmcast.net. You know that. Always happy to hear from you. So join us again next week as we cue it up and knock it down. Snowpiercer, going to cue it, going to review it. Until then, however it is you say, happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Oh, happy holidays.
Put it in now with a liver that's huge. A big red nose and gozzles down booze. Drunken Santa's coming to town. Gather round. He's ringing a bell, holding a cup, playing Santa Claus beats, sobering up. Drunken Santa's coming to town. He talks to every boy and girl. There's vodka in his beard. He looks like he is gonna hurl. This Santa's really weird. The kids all laugh when he's doing his dance, but actually he's just wetting his pants.
Santa Claus is coming.
You mean the big fat man with the stoly breath.
He's coming to town.